Good evening, everyone. We heard in our opening prayer that the Lord has given us prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as a remedy for sin. These three things in Lent. We know well prayer, fasting. Almsgiving, though, can be a little trickier. I mean, what the heck are alms, right? You're like, yeah, I gave my palms back to the church after Palm Sunday so they could burn them and have ashes for Ash Wednesday. It's almsgiving, though, not palmsgiving. Alms are our money and our food. That's what alms are. It's our money and our food. And we, who are incredibly rich, even those of us who are not as well off as others, or those who struggle financially, we are incredibly rich and live like kings and queens compared to the vast majority of the rest of the people on this earth, that we give alms, food, and our money to those who are in desperate need. So why do we do this? The church has always had these three things as the staples of Lent. Why does it ask us to give alms? We do this, obviously, for others who are in real need. And that the call to be a follower of Jesus is a call to love others with his love. And Jesus had a particular place in his heart for those who are poor. We do this for others, but we do it for ourselves as well. Why? Because we need to give for the sake of our own soul. We need to give for the sake of our own soul. Whenever you mention something like money in church, people sort of lock up. They lock up. But giving is about helping others with real Christian love, and it's about something that gives life to our own soul. Because in giving, we become more godlike. God completely pours himself out. He gives entirely of himself. That's who he is. And that we, in giving, learn what God is like, to be able to give of ourselves. So in Lent, we pray, we fast, and we give alms. And to do each of these, and to give heroically. There's many different ways in which you can do this. And I encourage you, if there's something that you give to, keep doing that. Give heroically. I want to hold up for you this weekend one of the options in which you're able to do that. This weekend is our African Mission Appeal. So it's an option in which it's for the last 35 years, the people of our diocese together have given to this mission in Kenya, in which we have a priest, Father David Mormon. Some of you know him. He was here in Dickinson for a while. He's our full-time priest who is there. He also, in their ministry there, they have over 400 orphans that they care for, providing food, clean water, education. These basic things that we can often take in for granted. We take it for granted that we have all these things, but together to help to provide those. And why do we do it? Because St. Paul, as he reminds us, it's because the love of Christ impels us. It's the love of Christ that shakes us. Sometimes he has to shake me out of my apathy. But the love of Christ impels us, that we receive that love from Christ and we're meant to give it to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so you'll hear about that in our African Mission Appeal, because the reason we have this each year is so you can see what's happening there and to encourage you to give, because what supports the mission is entirely the gifts of those in the diocese. And the other thing you'll hear there as well is something they've just started. Because there's two people who are full-time missionaries from the diocese who are there, as well as Father Mormon. They're starting just this year a short-term missionary program. so that anyone from the diocese who would like to go to the mission in Kenya and serve as the hands and feet and voice of Christ to our brothers and sisters there may do so from 3 weeks up to 6 months. And so it's something just to know that that's there, and if God moves in your heart and you're in a place in life where you're able to do that, I encourage you to bring that to Jesus in prayer, and if he keeps moving in your heart, reach out and find out more about it. And so we'll see the video, but I want to thank you ahead of time for your great generosity. It's a generosity to God and to our brothers and sisters in Kenya, our brothers and sisters who are in need. Thank you.